The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM. Now, let's head courtside and join Todd Werner with the commentary. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM's Brent Balbinot.
Well, it was about a decade and a half ago that somebody got the bright idea to grab a bunch of high school girls basketball teams from around the states, put them in one centralized location in a huge venue, and say, you know what, how about some rivals get together and give us a little bit of a pre-state tournament atmosphere. It's caught on, and here we are, 15 years later, Rivalry Saturday continues in strong fashion. It is a feast of basketball here at the U.S. Cellular Center all day today. Brent Balbinot alongside Todd Werner as we are going to start you off with an early breakfast edition of Rivalry Saturday. And this one promises to be a good one despite both teams' records as the Iowa City Regina Regals, again, number two in the state, now 9-0, 8-0 in conference play after an 11-point win on the road last night. I believe it was at Durant, but we'll have to double check here.
Home against Bellevue.
Oh, excuse me. Home against Bellevue. They were at Durant earlier, I believe it was, this week. But needless to say, head coach Matt Bolger and company, they are trying to get used to playing without one of their key cogs. Lauren Gardy, arguably their best defender and one of their just high-energy players, is out indefinitely with a knee injury. So step up Sarah Lehman. We'll give you the starting nod in just a minute here, but Todd, as a coach, when you develop chemistry, especially going into the holiday break, and all of a sudden there's a monkey wrench thrown in that, I hate to use a football phrase and a coach Ferencism, but in this case, next player in, this is a Regal team that is now missing one of its important components, and they're trying to get used to each other again.
Well, and this is that key time of year when you're going into your, post-break season. You have a lot of games in a row, and you really want to start to hit your stride as a team. So when you lose one of those key players, that's a challenge because you spend some time over break working on things and really getting yourself set up for the second half of the season, and then you lose one of those key pieces. You have to kind of restructure. But at the same time, it can also help your team down the road if that player is going to return, build some depth, and give some other kids some chances to get some real key time. And, if your team handles it well, in the long run, it can be a positive.
Well, when you take a look at the flip side of the coin, Coach Laura Donald and the Benton Community Bobcats, they got blown out by 20 last night at Center Point Urbana, so they are licking their wounds on a two-game losing streak. A tough three-point loss earlier on Tuesday at Solon, 45-42. This is a club, I don't want to say, that's trying to find itself, but I was talking with one of their assistant coaches, and he simply said right now they're working on some new sets. They're trying to figure out what works. They've almost treated the pre-holiday break as kind of a non-conference portion of their season. Now they feel they've got some things that will work, and now it's just time to implement.
Well, and Coach Donald and their program, they've had a lot of success over the last, probably 6-7 years. They've been down to the state tournament. They got the young lady playing up at UNI. Her name escapes me right now.
Maddie Weekly.
Coach Donald, she's got a lot of experience, and she's, I think the type of coach who looks at the big picture. Where do we want to be at the end of the year? And how are we going to be successful at that time rather than maybe right now? So, they're the type of team that their best basketball is still ahead of them, and they're going to keep improving and growing. And so, today's a good challenge for them, though, and I'm sure they're looking at this as a way to kind of see where we are.
Well, what you're going to see are two completely different styles of basketball for Iowa City Regina. No surprises, Matt Bolger is continuing basically what the kids like to do and what the Regals have been known for, and that is baseline to baseline ball. They will lay on the full court press, they will come out in three quarters, and if they decide to call off the dogs, they'll pick you up at half court. On the flip side of the coin, for Benton Community, Coach Donald and I were chatting just a little bit. She's still trying to get used to huddle. So she was over there working feverishly on the computer. Maybe a little too much freedom. And every now and then, when you talk about the days of the motion or the continuity offense, I joke with her. I said, when I played, that didn't exist. You ran sets. And if you didn't get the look you wanted, you backed it out, you cut a little harder, you screened a little stronger, and you just ran the same thing again because the thought process was the defense will eventually break down. And she basically looked at me and smiled. She goes, that's what this team needs. She goes, they can't handle the freedom of the motion right now. She goes, we've had to install some sets, especially if we see, and as she expects to see, some zone defense from Iowa City Regina here this morning. She said, we've got to have a little bit more structure. So you're going to see two, I don't want to say completely different styles of ball, but one, a little bit more free range, the other, a little bit more discipline today.
Yeah, and Benton Community, you know, despite their 5-5 record, they probably play a little bit better level of competition playing at 3A in the WAMAC than what Regina sees night in and night out. So, you know, with these two teams record-wise are quite different, but, you know, ability-wise, there could be some similarities, and it'll be a real good test for both today.
We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups. Don't go anywhere. We have got 9-0 Iowa City Regina, 5-5 Benton Community. It is the opener. Breakfast edition of Rivalry Saturday. We're live at the U.S. Cellular Center, and you're listening to it on KGYM.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back to the U.S. Cellular Center. Brent Palmanot alongside Todd Werner as we are inching forward towards tip-off. We're about 7 minutes away, the opener of the Rivalry Saturday that we have gotten so used to here in the second week of January, as we have got what could be an interesting matchup here today on paper. Iowa City Regina, 9-0 overall, 8-0 in conference play. The Bobcats from Benton Community at 5-5. Let's get you the starting lineups. First, four. I believe it's going to be the hosts today will be the Benton Community Bobcats getting the starting nod at the point. It will be Leah Brunson. Brunson standing in at 5'6". She is a senior. Brunson averaging 8.8 points, 3.4 boards, and 2.5 assists per game. Alyssa Weeble will be your off guard. Weeble, a 5'8 senior. Weeble, the team's second leading scorer, 12.2 points, 5 boards per contest. She's also dishing out a couple of assists. At the swing, it will be Leah Van Welden, a 5'9 freshman. She also happens to be the team's leading scorer, 12 points and 4.7 boards per contest. Your front court as follows, Cassie McWhorter. McWhorter, also a 5'9 freshman, so youth is being served today for head coach Lori Donald and company. Again, McWhorter averaging 4 points, 4 boards per game. And in the middle, Jessica Heilman. Heilman, a 5'9 senior. Heilman stats on the season, 5.5 points, 5.8 rebounds per contest. The Regals, as we mentioned, going without the services of Lauren Gardy, and we're not sure for how long. As they are the visiting team, they are in their traveling blue uniforms with the gold lettering and numerals with the white trim. Mary Crompton, Division I prospect. She is a sophomore. She is the team's leading scorer at 15.5 points. She's also pulling down 3 boards and averaging 3 assists per contest. She stands in at 5'8". Grayson Dumont will be your off guard, another 5'7 sophomore. Dumont averaging 6.5 points, 2.5 boards, 2.5 steals, and 2.5 assists per game. So pretty consistent across the board. At the swing, she is a 3-point specialist, Cammie Verducci, a 5'6 senior. Verducci averaging 7 points and 2 boards per game. Your front court, Sarah Lehman getting the starting nod, a 5'9 junior. Lehman, 11 points, 5 boards per game. And in the middle, you talk about a workhorse, Katie Dunn, a 5'9 sophomore. She is, tell her, basically the type of player, tell her what to do and she'll do it until you tell her to stop. Dunn's numbers aren't going to blow you over at 1.5 points, 3.5 boards, and 1.5 assists per contest, but she's going to body you up and play strong defense in the half court. Those are your starters. as the lineups being introduced, everybody lining up, we're getting set for the playing of the national anthem here as the Bobcats will line up along the baseline, Iowa City Regina, along the free throw line. 60-second timeout for the playing of our national anthem. When we come back, it'll be tip-off. It is Rivalry Saturday, Regina versus Benton Community on KGYN.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge-watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
This Saturday, it's the wild card round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. Then, the Pittsburgh Steelers battle their divisional rivals, the Cincinnati Bengals. The NFL playoffs are right here.
The AFC Wild Card Playoffs in the gym, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, brought to you by NFL Red Zone from NFL Network and MediaCom.
And the national anthem in the books. We welcome back courtside at the U.S. Cellular Center. Brent Balbinon alongside Todd Werner. The officiating crew. I'll have to check. We'll get the halftime box score here. I was taking a look at the overall box. The official from both teams. Iowa City Regina is suiting up three extra players that not normally will be on the varsity roster. But with Lauren Gardy out, head coach Matt Bolger and assistant coach Matt Haas, who's really more the mouthpiece of this coaching staff, I think we can all agree with that, said that they just did not want to get caught shorthanded in her absence. So best wishes going out to Lauren Gardy. Lauren, we hope that she gets healthy soon, because look, you want to see everybody at full strength. And especially right now, Todd, as you mentioned, look, while this is an important, this would be a nice feather in your cap, it's really the last week of February, that first week of March, that makes the most difference.
It does. That's kind of what every team works for. And that's why I think a lot of teams come to an event like this, because you get to play in an arena like this, which, you know, when you advance further in the state tournaments or in the districts, you're going to play in some of the bigger gyms. And then eventually, if you get to the Des Moines, the state tournament, you're going to play in Wells Fargo. And so this is a great gauge. You know, the backgrounds are different, and the whole setting is just, it's big. It's a expanse of a gym, and so this is a great experience. And when teams can get an opportunity like this, especially a team like Regina, who has aspirations of playing in Des Moines, it's a great chance to just kind of get some experience to shoot in an environment like this.
Well, and again, two different styles of offense that we've talked about, basically just two different game plans. Look, if you're Iowa City Regina, you want the salsa spicy today. They're going to play from baseline to baseline. They're going to lay the press on. They tend to get a lot, if not most, of their offense in transition off of turnovers. If you are Coach Donald and Benton Community, you want it a lot more mild. You want a slow-paced half-court game, work some of those sets, kind of get your feet wet, so to speak. So the question is, whose will gets imposed on the other this morning?
Well, it's probably going to come down to guard play. That's kind of what it always kind of comes to, is who controls the tempo and who has the ball in their hands most. It's the guards. And so, you know, with Benton Community having two freshmen in the lineup, just that experience factor kind of leans towards Regina. So, you know, they're probably right now having an advantage just because of, you know, the players that they have out there that just have, you know, been here and been in things like this. So, you know, Regina seems to have an advantage, but you never know. Coach Donald, I've seen a lot of her teams play. I'm familiar with her from, you know, years past in coaching, and she's a good coach. She's going to have her kids ready to play today, and I think they're going to give Regina a good challenge.
We're being told still 1 minute out from TV introduction. Get used to it, kids. If you play at the next level, it rules the world. Although I'm looking at two, again, different approaches here. You've got a very young and somewhat inexperienced squad in Benton Community, still huddled around Coach Donald, and she's still coaching up until the very last minute. You've got a little bit more of a seasoned Regina Regal team out. They're just kind of laughing, goofing around, looking for family members in the crowd. Basically not a care in the world right now. Coach Bolger's coming over to get clarification as well. So right now, everybody just kind of chilling, I think, is the term that the kids use. We'll be here basically all day today. We'll be handing the baton off to Scott Unash for an interim game here. And then, of course, our next broadcast will be 3:30 when Iowa City West High will take on Mason City as the Trojans lost in double overtime last night to crosstown rival Iowa City High. So B.J. Mayer and company going to try and get the bitter taste out of their mouth, and they could do so with a quality win against a future Hawkeye in Mackenzie Meyer. As we are ready to go now in the center circle, it will be Sarah Lehman for Iowa City Regina and Cassie McQuarter for Benton Community. Whistle sounds, ball in the air, and maybe a little too effective of a tip as Lehman sends this one past Crompton and over the baseline. So she won the tip, but they lose possession. And Benton Community says, thanks for coming. We'll see you next year. So inbounding on the baseline will be Weeble. They don't put anybody on the ball, and Cammie Verducci comes out and taps the ball just to our right here. Check that. That was Grayson Dumont. Excuse me. Can't have Jason getting angry at us. Dumont on the ball. They'll get it in between the rings here, and now they'll set up some offense. Brunson running the point, kicking it back out up top, and now Alyssa Weeble says, thanks for coming. We'll see you next year. She drains one from beyond the arc.
Both post players set a nice double screen right at the free throw line to clear up that three-point shot.
3-0. Regina with the ball. Driving in, right baseline, Lehman. Top of the key, Dumont. She'll back it out. Picked up by Weeble in between the circles. Just underway here. Top of the key, Dumont swings it right side about beyond the pro arc by about 4 or 5 feet. Lehman drives to the free throw line and a little bit of a hip check, and it looks like McQuarter. Nope, it's going to be Heilman. Picks up her first foul, team foul number one. Well, they have a shot clock up on top of the basket here. Now, they obviously are not using it, but there was a little bit of a discussion amongst some of the officials. I talked with Scott Monk. It would be interesting to experiment with that in a tournament like this, wouldn't it?
It would. I think I was talking with Coach Haas about that beforehand, too, a little bit. When I was coaching high school girls basketball back in the day, about 15 years ago, we played in a tournament in Des Moines and experimented with the shot clock, and it really just helped keep pace of play, really keep going. And
what would you like to see it at? Because this is high school, obviously.
We talked about that. Probably 40.
I was going to say that.
I think that's what we used, and the girls liked it, coaches liked it, and you know, it is something I think that is being discussed at state level.
Inbounds, not sure what the discussion was. Crompton, Lehman at the top of the key, going to put it on the floor, drives hard to the iron, can't get the finger roll, kept alive by Dunn, scrum for the ball, we have a whistle. It will be Regina basketball as Dumont will inbound on the baseline. But we've had three stoppages of play so far here in about the first minute. Light crowd, as you can imagine, early on a Saturday morning. Coach McDonald thought that it should have been a jump ball. Instead, they're saying it went out of bounds. I thought the ball was in the middle of the paint.
I think there was some question on the opening tip.
Okay.
Who had possession on
gotcha.
The tip?
Lehman drives in on the left wing. It's rejected by McQuarter. Can we play more than, I don't know, 30 seconds of uninterrupted ball? It would be good. Swinging beyond the arc, Brunson. She's the point guard. Regina's going to lay off of her. Verducci, about a couple feet off of her. A real soft man-to-man right now by Iowa City Regina. They'll swing it far side, Weeble in between the rings. Brunson now puts it on the floor. She has yet to attack, this time Crompton on her. They try and force it into the high blocks. Weldon has it knocked away, but she stays with it. Muscles up with the left hand, no good. Goes up strong again, and we've got a whistle. I think this one might be going against Katie Dunn. Nope, check it. They're going to call it against Grayson Dumont. Her first team foul, number one. So the inbounds comes to Brunson. Top of the key, picks up her dribble. She'll reverse it far side. Heilman, they'll play a little catch beyond the pro arc. Now they run her through as a cutter. Ball on the left wing to Weeble. She's got the only basket so far of this game. Brunson kind of testing the waters. Will go into the low corner. Skip pass near side, Weeble. She's cut off by Verducci. Ooh, and they're going to call a reach-in foul. They're going to call an offensive foul here.
We're going to have a reach-in on Weeble.
Yep. That'll be her first second-team foul. So Crompton will bring the ball up the court. It is 3-0, just underway here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Dumont dribbles to the top of the key, off a screen, now hands it off Verducci. A little bit of a three-man weave at the top of the key. Lehman's going to launch from way downtown, halfway down it spits out, and the point guard Brunson skies to pull it down. She's running the break as she slows it down now at the top of the key, almost stripped from behind by Verducci. Weeble will back it out in between the circles, Crompton staying right in their jersey. They'll reverse it near side, now they go down to the far corner. Heilman back out towards the top of the key, McWhorter. Picked up by Lehman, dribbles free throw line extended. Bounce pass to Heilman beyond the arc, tries to go back down low, but the post fronted by Lehman. She wants to run the break, now stops, kicks it back out to Verducci beyond the arc. Reverse pass near side, Crompton from distance, barely catches iron. Offensive board though by Dunn, she's going to dribble it out. Dumont and the Regals will reset the offense. Sizing up Weeble, stutter steps, now into the far corner. Lehman's going to launch from distance again. Halfway down, it pops straight out and into the hands of Heilman. Both teams chilly to start the ball game here.
Oh, each team's done a nice job so far of just really playing good half-court defense. They play, they're in good help position. They really do a nice job on denying cuts and working hard off the ball.
Van Welden trying to size up Dumont going baseline, but she's cut off, kicks it back out to Heilman. She drives in, double teamed now, pops it back out. Van Welden thought about a three. Instead, they'll reverse it far wing to Weeble. Near side, three on the way, airmailed by Van Welden, out of bounds, Regina basketball. Let me take a look at Van Welden. She's shooting 36% from beyond the arc. You also have Brusson, who's shooting 33. Those are good percentages, especially for the high school level, Todd. About every third shot is going in, but right now nobody can seemingly throw it in the ocean.
Well, like we said, this is a big venue. You know, it's just a, it's a completely different sense when you're looking at the basket that's just kind of hanging out there in the middle of nowhere.
Verducci got a good drive, but misses the teardrop. So our score remains 3-0. Benton coming up on the 4-minute mark here, first quarter. Van Welden swings it into the near corner. Brunson, they run a cutter through. Going up strong is McWhorter. Wow, tough move. Count it, and one coming.
Well, McWhorter's strength there really helped her keep Lehman on her back. And the thing that Lehman didn't do there is she allowed the cutter to cross her face and get in front of her between her and the ball, giving her the lane to the basket and the strength to help keep her off.
They're going to charge that one to Lehman, so that's her first. As McWhorter at the line is long on the free throw attempt, Lehman pulls down the board. So 5-0 Benton. We're now 4 minutes into this game, and Regina yet to put a point on the board. Crompton, top of the key. She is the team's leading scorer at 15.5 a game. She's going to drive down the left side of the lane, splits a double team, and mark it down at the 3:44 mark. A late Christmas gift. As the Regals are now on the board, they've cut the deficit to 5-2. Tell you what, if you're Benton and you hold an opponent scoreless for over half of a quarter, and yet you're only up by three, just kind of wonder if they're laying in wait. As a missed shot, rebound, quick outlet, going strong to the hoop is Dumont, and she's rejected from behind. At the 3:25 mark, we'll have our first substitution of the ball game. As checking in, Jessica Heilman is in the ball game now for Benton Community. As the inbounds, Dumont into the far corner, will dribble out towards the top of the key. She's picked up her dribble. They flash Lehman to the high block. She'll launch from the elbow. It goes begging off the left side. Rebound by Weeble, and she will slow it down. Boy, you're really seeing the difference in the two tempos that both teams want here. Slow and steady for the Bobcats, speedy rabbit for Regina, but right now, slow and steady is winning the race as they run Weeble through as a cutter. Nice feed, and she finishes with the left hand.
Well, Weeble did a really nice job. She recognized that the defense overplayed the passing lane and cut back door to the basket and got a nice pass to be able to finish.
7-2, Bobcats with the lead. Crompton down the left side, dishes off near corner. Dumont with one pump fake. Verducci into the paint. Lehman pump fake, now drives around the McWhorter, and it's rejected from behind by Heilman. Loose ball, Van Welden. Outlets, here comes Brunson. She'll slow it down. She looks like the straw that stirs the drink. She doesn't look to score as Weeble posts up in the low block. She's double teamed, and she's fouled on the way up. missed that last stoppage of play to Todd Kennedy Brown. You're talking about a high-energy player is on the court for Iowa City Regina. I'm not sure who they charged that foul to. We have a 30-second timeout. It will be Kennedy Brown, so let's keep it here with a 30-second break. Your take right now, it's almost like Regina hasn't quite woken up. They're getting into the paint. They're getting some good looks. The ball's not falling. If you're Benton community right now, as much as they want to speed you up, it looks like the Bobcats have done a good job of keeping the salsa mild right now.
They have. You know, and Weeble is a player, you know, I've called some games of Benton in the past, and she was one of these kids like Van Welden. She played as a freshman. And, you know, you can see her experience kind of right now out here, kind of just as a steadying influence on the Benton team right now. And you know, she's made a nice cut before and got a basket, and she's had the ball in her hand. She's rebounding. The one thing Benton needs to probably shore up a little bit, they've had four turnovers. Otherwise, their lead might be a little bit bigger right now.
Say this, though. If you're Iowa City Regina, they've gotten into the paint. They've just missed some bunnies. If you're Matt Bulger, you like the shot selection, don't you? You tell them, keep shooting.
Absolutely. You know, Lehman's got some good looks. She's had three or four shots that, you know, I think every coach would say, keep shooting that shot. But Coach Haas talked a little bit, you know, in their game last night. They've been shooting really well up until last night. They didn't shoot well last night. And so far, they haven't started off. Sometimes that can get in your head a little bit.
Yeah.
They just need to hit a couple, kind of get that good feeling back in their mind.
Well, Weeble will inbound from the baseline. Finds Brunson in between the rings. And it looks like Regina has switched to a 2-3 zone here coming out of this timeout. Again, Benton 7, Regina 2, 2:14 showing on the first quarter clock. Brunson beyond the pro arc on the right wing. One dribble, stops, dishes back. Checking into the ballgame now for Benton Community is Carly Miner. Miner, a 5'4 junior backup guard. They'll swing it. Weeble beyond the pro arc. They're trying to find the high blocks. Instead, they reverse it far wing, and a long three is good by Van Welden.
Good patience by Benton. They communicated. They really were directing a lot of traffic and moving people around until they found the spot and hit the shot.
10-2, an 8-point lead. Kennedy Brown into the paint. Dishes back. Grayson Dumont at the top of the key. Near corner now, Verducci. And they'll reverse it. Brown going to put it on the floor. Tries a 360 spin move into the paint. No good. Verducci dribbles free throw line extended right wing. Now backs it out. Tell you what, Benton Community's jersey defense here, they are really cutting off the driving lanes. Brown, just as I say that, goes hard to the iron. Leaves the left-handed short. The outlet. Here comes Brunson down the near side, and she just is not looking to score. She wants to run the offense. Now she sets up Verducci, drives baseline, rejected by Brown. Here comes Lehman. It's a 2-on-3. She doesn't care. She's going hard to the iron and misses just off the right side of the iron.
They just can't quite buy one right
now. No, they can't. 10-2. Our score remains with under a minute left to go in the first quarter, and we'll see if Benton decides to work for the final shot of the quarter. Trying to post up in the low blocks is Heilman. She's drawing a double team and a long three. In and out by Van Welden. Rebound. Here comes Dumont. Beating a path down the near side. Brunson with a great job to get back and cut her off. Hits a trailing Lehman. Goes up strong, and she will be fouled. Charge this one to Weeble. And if that is, that's her second. Katie Dunn about to check back in for Iowa City Regina.
Bobcats foul 23. Alyssa Weeble.
Yep.
That is her second team.
That's Weeble's second team foul number three, and Coach Donald has a decision to make. Do you trust her to play the next 33 seconds foul free? As Lehman at the line, it's her first free throw attempt. Sarah Lehman, a 68% free throw shooter.
She made a smart play there in that transition. Yep. Where she caught the ball near the elbow. She's missed several of those shots, so you know, oftentimes coaches will say, get yourself to the basket, draw a foul, get yourself to the line. You know, and there she makes two free throws. Sometimes that's what can get a player going offensively.
Lehman drains both her free throws. It's a 6-point deficit now. 10-4, Benton with the lead on the ball. 24 seconds left to go, first quarter. As Dunn has checked back in at the post for Iowa City Regina, and she pays dividends, altering a shot and coming down with a strong two-handed board. Quick outlet. Here comes Crompton with 14 seconds left. Skip pass near wing. Pump fake. Dumont drives in. Hands it off to a trailing Brown, who goes hard to the iron and lays it up and in. Good ball movement.
Very nice movement. Penetration. Got the defense to move and then opened up the driving lane.
Van Welden puts up a three. It's blocked, but there underneath the basket. McQuarter with the rebound and the putback just before the buzzer. And it will count. And we have played the end of one quarter of basketball. And a little bit of a surprise here at Rivalry Saturday. 5-5 Benton Community leading 9-0. Iowa City Regina 12-6. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Quarter number two, when we come back, you're listening to High School Hoops on KGYM.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Welcome back to the U.S. Cellular Center. Second 8 minutes put up on the clock. Second quarter about to begin. Benton Community leading Iowa City Regina 12-6. Bobcats 5-5. The Regals 9-0. Bobcats looking to pull off an upset here today. Put a feather in their cap. They've got the ball moving from left to right, and they are in no rush right now. Is Regina, are they in a 3-2 here, it looks like? Looks like they are trying to extend the free throw line maybe a little bit. Long three is out of bounds off of Regina. Interesting. Well, they've been burned by a couple of threes. McWhorter has hit one. Weeble has hit one. And Van Welden has hit one. And it looks like Coach Matt Bolger wanting to extend that free throw line a little bit more.
Top kind half. Of a 2-1-2 type
set.
Yeah,
they're dropping the middle down to front the post, it looks like. So you're really asking a lot out of that kid in the middle because they have to have the speed of a guard when the ball's above the free throw line, but they have to have the physicalness of a post when it drops down. A long three. Left wing, Van Welden, no good. And Kennedy Brown, you talk about high energy. She's got the ball. Nobody's picked her up. She's into the paint. Dishes off far corner. Verducci spots up for three. It is short. Nobody follows the shot. Rebound by Weeble. Quick outlet, and here's a rare transition. And out of control, Van Welden sends it high off the backboard, but follows her shot. The outlet, Brunson will slow it down in between the rings. Near side, Van Weeble for three. And off the mark, but an offensive board. The putback no good by McWhorter, and we've got a whistle down low. It will go against Regina.
Size of Benton right now is paying advantage for them. They're really doing a nice job on the boards. McWhorter is really, she's just...
McWhorter. Make everybody Dutch today, that'll work.
Sure. You know, she moves well, though. She really goes after the ball and moves well. She's right now proving a handful for Regina to handle inside.
Grayson Dumont picks up her second as the inbounds deflected by Verducci, and she just wanted some face time right in front of the TV crew there. Quick hands, and it looks like Regina's starting to pick up their defensive intensity a bit here, Todd.
Well, that's sometimes what you need to do just to get your offense going. You step up your defense and get the tempo. Force Benton to kind of play at a pace that they're not wanting to play, faster than what they have been.
Weeble inbounds, swings it into the near corner. Brunson, she has yet to take a shot today. She's just kind of running the offense. Far corner popping out, Weeble. Brunson top of the key, they reverse it beyond the arc. McWhorter, they get the ball in the low post. Low post, low post as Weeble flashed from the weak side, but she missed the bunny. Kennedy Brown with a rebound. Nobody picks up the ball. And I thought she could have gone in. Instead, she dishes off near wing, and a three is short by Lehman. Boy, if I'm Coach Bolger, I tell Kennedy Brown to finish on that,
She had the clear lane to the basket. She could either have taken the shot and possibly drawn a foul.
That was too unselfish. Score remains 12-6. Bobcats with the lead and the ball. Just under 6 minutes left to go here, first half. Van Welden. Top of the key, Brunson. They'll reverse it, far side. They pop out, short corner. McWhorter can't find the range from 18 feet out. Guess who again? Kennedy Brown. She's stripped by Brunson. Loose ball in between the rings from a rear end. Brown gets it back out to Dumont. Near wing, Crompton from beyond the pro arc. It's off the heel of the iron. Longboard kicks out. Dumont loses the handle, tries to go up strong, and she's fouled from behind by Heilman. They what? They aren't going to quit attacking the basket. Sooner or later, you figure those bunnies have to fall, don't they?
Well, at some point, you know, there's not really many of the shots that Regina's taken so far that I would say are bad shots. For Crompton out here you know, there's three different sets of lines out there on the court right now. There's the pro arc, there's the college arc, and there's the high school arc. And that last shot by Crompton was beyond the
pro arc. Grayson Dumont, a 50% free throw shooter, misses her first, spins the ball in her hand, second is on the way, and she hits her average. She's got the second. So it's 12-7. Substitution. We will have Megan Wick seeing her first court action of the day. Wick, a 5'10 sophomore, so a little more youth on the court right now for Regina. Brunson swings it into the high blocks. Flashing to the post is J.C. Lyons. Shot no good, and Crompton drops down to pull down the rebound. Quick outlet. It's a three-on-one. Verducci doesn't want it. Instead, she spots up and takes a 25-footer. Longboard kicks out. She gets her own board, drives in, count it, and she's fouled.
It's always that rule that coaches always say, follow your shot.
Yep.
And I don't know that she followed her shot, but she didn't get blocked out, and it came right to her and was able to take it to the basket. Strong. If you're not hitting shots from the perimeter, take it to the basket.
Cassie McWhorter picks up her first. It will send Verducci to the line. A timeout on the floor, so we'll take a 30-second break. The and one coming when we return. Benton Community 12, Iowa City, Regina 9. You're listening to Rivalry Saturday on KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
.503 left to go first half. We welcome you back to the U.S. Cellular Center. It is a bacon and eggs kind of Saturday morning for KGYM. And apparently this should have been a full timeout. They called a 30-second. Iowa City Regina was lined up, especially Cammy Verducci, to try and complete a three-point play. And the lead official said, nope, actually 30 more seconds. So Matt Bulger is going to call his team back over and continue to huddle them up. Well, 5-5 Benton Community has led the entire way. They lead the second-ranked Regals 12-9 with 5:03 left to go first half. But in all honesty, you kind of get the feeling that they're playing with house money right now, Todd. Iowa City Regina just continuing to keep the pressure on. To their credit, the Bobcats are not folding and they're not speeding up. But you see the Regals just kind of chipping away here.
Well, they've had good looks throughout the game and on the offensive end. They just haven't hit them yet. And just at any moment here, you feel like they're just going to go off.
Verducci misses a free throw, and just what you're saying, Lehman with the rebound.
8-point run. You know, that's just something that we've seen Regina teams do in the past. They just kind of spurts.
And they just got two there on a missed free throw, and they're with as close as they've been since the first basket of the game at 12-11. The question is now, can Benton keep their cool? Brunson in between the rings, reverses it to Weeble far side. They flash McWhorter into the high block. She immediately kicks it out. Brunson, who has yet to take a shot today, the point guard just content to run the offense, goes into the far short corner. Lyons kicks it back out. McWhorter flashes high blocks, triple team. Far corner, Brunson takes a three. It's off the heel of the iron, and the ball tapped out of bounds. I think it's going to be off the Bobcats. So Regina can take their first lead of the game with a basket this trip down the court. Kennedy Brown will inbound to Crompton. The Regina point guard is on a lot of Division I coaches' recruiting lists. And she's going to take it down the right side of the lane, leaves the running one-hander short. Loose ball in the middle of the paint. Brown kicks it back out up top. How about this? Wick puts up a 15-footer. It goes begging off the left side. It's out of bounds off of Regina. Well, they got two good looks there, and it still won't fall.
Yeah, they just, Crompton's, she's trying her best to get to the rim, and she's just leaving them a little short. The size of Benton, and they're challenging those shots. And right now, we thought this might be an evenly matched game, and so far it has been.
So, Bobcats looking to add to a one-point lead here, now under 4 minutes left to go in the first half. Far corner, Heilman. They run a cutter through. Lyons can't find the range. A little bit of contact behind the back. Crompton blows right by Brunson. Nobody picks her up. She dishes off near corner now. Verducci pump fake. She's going to drive in. Crosses over. Goes up strong with a left hand, and she's got two free throws coming. Wow, flash of a little extra speed there from Verducci, but Crompton really set that up with her dribble penetration.
Well, she got the defense to kind of have to break down to stop her penetration and then made a nice. The thing that she does well is when she kicks the ball, she hits the kids right in the spot where they're shot ready and they can do something with it. They can either shoot it or put it right on the floor and keep attacking the defense going into the lane.
Foul was on Lyons, her first, team foul number six. Verducci with a rainbow of a free throw. First one rattles home, second one misses, but she follows up, gets her own board, and for the second time in as many chances, an offensive board off a missed free throw, and now Iowa City Regina with their first lead of the ball game at 14-12. Still out, looks like now to be a 2-3 zone. They flash Lyons high blocks, pass low blocks to Heilman, fades away, and gets the 7-footer. Good ball movement.
Very nice. And the spacing that Benton plays with is really good. They're setting up in the gaps of the Regina zone, and they're getting good looks.
14-14. Crompton drives free throw line extended. Dishes off to Brown. Drives in left wing. Swatted away by Heilman. 3:04 left to go first half. A few crowds trickling in a little bit here. Mainly teams will be playing later on this afternoon. Still a little early on a Saturday. The inbounds pass comes to Crompton. Brunson swats it away from her. From her knees, Lyons picks up in the corner. Brunson, they've got numbers if they want to. Instead, she decides to dribble to the far side. Now hits a trailer as checking the ball game is Carly Miner. Kicking it back out to Brunson. Stops and pops from 15. Around the world, it kicks out. Lyons crashes. Did she knock it out of bounds off of Wick? Nope, it was off of her. Brunson shows a little bit of frustration, but I tell you what, if I'm Coach Donald, I tell her to take that shot every trip down the court.
Absolutely. Nice ball fake on the wing. Strong dribble right to the elbow for a pull-up. That's a good shot you want any kid to take.
That's a kid that's averaging 9 points a game for you, and that's her first shot from the floor. I think, not to say that you don't want her to force it, but Todd, she's going to need to look for her shot a little bit more today, don't you think?
She will, and in that zone, there's going to be opportunities because Benton has done a nice job of hitting the ball either down in the low block, the short corner area, or in the center of the lane, and their posts, they do a nice job of recognizing pressure on the defense of whether they can turn and maybe go to the basket or look to kick it to a wing or to a corner. And I've been real impressed with what Benton has done so far and impressed, too, with how Regina has kind of changed a little bit. Their philosophy, their little run they've gone on here, has all their baskets have come in the lane and at the basket. Early on, they were kind of in love with the three-point shot.
Yep.
And now they're looking to attack a little bit, and that's kind of what's gotten them going a little bit and tied up the score.
We await TV to come out of break. The whistle sounds. Verducci will inbound to Crompton. We are knotted at 14 apiece. Regina and Benton. 2:39 left to go first half. Kennedy Brown off a Wick screen in the high block. Stops. Kicks it back to Wick, and I don't think she was quite ready for it. You don't want Heilman, your center, running the break, and that's why. Lehman strips her from behind. And here come the Regals, and this is the pace they want. Although, I'll tell you what, Heilman's staying with her. Bounce pass to Brown, far corner. Drives in, splits a triple team, finishes with the right hand.
And again, just attacking the basket. That's, I think, the one thing right now Regina has decided to do is we are going to attack. I question things as far as Benton's depth, too.
16-14, Regals back up by a pair. Brown overplaying on the wing. Strips Brunson, loose ball near corner, and the ball hit the end line before it was picked up by Miner. It will remain Benton ball as Weevil will check in with two fouls. And I think Coach Donald thinking, look, we can't afford to fall behind here. Even with two fouls, you need one of your best scorers on the court. And they get it to her. She thought about a three. Instead, near corner Heilman. They try and go in the low post. The ball was deflected, but Van Welden picks it up. She's going to back it out. And again, here's Benton keeping their cool, not going to rush. Van Welden drives baseline, wrap around, finishes, switched from the left to the right hand, and got two off the square.
Very, very impressive control by the freshman there, being able to drive baseline and get herself in position to get the shot off.
Crompton goes up against a triple team, swatted out of bounds by Heilman. It will remain Regal basketball with 92 seconds left to go in the first half. Knotted up at 16 apiece, Regals looking to retake the lead. They've only led twice so far as they flash Brown down low, but nice job to rotate over by McQuarter. Skip pass, far corner. Dumont for three, leaves it short. Rebounded by Lehman, powers up, powers it in. Not bad for a kid that has been coming off the bench. Sarah Lehman averaging 11 points per game, and she is on pace for her average right now with 6 points. 1:10 left to go first half, near corner. Weeble puts it on the floor. They're going to cut Van Welden through. She's cut off. Backs up. They'll kick it back out to Weeble. Right wing beyond the pro arc. Dribble came up a little high there. Flashing Heilman in the high blocks. She needs to get a stronger base in her hands up right now, Todd. She's not demanding the basketball. Just kind of raises her hand above her head. You need to, as a post, don't you show the guard where you want the ball?
Well, just it draws the player's attention. You know, when you see those hands and you see that presence.
She also looks like she's gassed. She has played. Has she come out? I'm not sure if she's had a breather yet today.
I don't know that she has. You know, that's the one thing. You know, looking at some of the stats, there's not a lot of girls that have many big numbers on the Benton side, on the Benton roster. So that could be something too as we move further in this game. Is just that stamina.
Brunson flashes it to the high blocks. Three ball on the way by Van Welden. It's short. Nice job by Brunson to strip it. Goes up, but she's swatted away by Brown. Weeble's there. Rejected by Brown again. This time Brown's going to be called for the foul. Kennedy Brown has just picked up her second. Well, she was staking claim about 3 feet from the basket there. But if you're a Benton community, that's what you want to do. Be aggressive. You just earned yourself a trip to the free throw line. Weeble is a 65% free throw shooter. Her first one spits out. Dumont will check in. Wick will take a seat for Regina. Weeble will try and make good on one of two. Second is on the way. Rattles this one home. So 18-17. Regina's lead trimmed to one with 30 seconds left to go in the half. And Coach Bolger looks like he wants to work for the final shot. Crompton off of a Lehman screen. Step back and drains the long two.
Nice set play by Regina. Nice high screen, yep, and then roll. And then the defense goes under, opening up Crompton for the three.
10 seconds left to go, and Weeble is stripped. Here comes Regina, three on two. Crompton will take it all the way to the iron. Van Welden will tie her up. Jump ball, and the arrow stays with Regina with 3.1 seconds left. We'll see what they draw up as far as an inbounds play here goes. It will be Dumont, the trigger woman, on the baseline. They screen to get Brown. Oh, she cut to the hoop. Instead, they'll kick it back. Lehman drives in, swatted away by Weeble, and that'll be the final play of the half. Well, Regina wanted it hot, Benton wanted it mild, and I think it's probably fair to say we've had it medium here in the first half, but a very competitive ball game as second-ranked Iowa City Regina trailing by six at the end of the first 8 minutes, leads by three heading into the locker room. Regals 20, Bobcats 17. We'll take a two-minute break, two-minute timeout. Back with your halftime stats and analysis. You're listening to live coverage of Rivalry Saturday from the U.S. Cellular Center on KGYM.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertin and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertin and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous, and the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you. If for any reason you are not happy with it, then that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
At the intermission, we welcome you back to the U.S. Cellular Center. Brent Balbinot alongside Todd Warner. It is the opening game of Rivalry Saturday, scrambled egg style. Todd Warner usually goes with something more healthy, like some oatmeal, some fruit over the top of it, a little brown sugar in the middle of it. I tend to go for the grease, bacon and eggs, nice big bagel with cream cheese on it. That's why you are probably going to outlive me by 20 years.
That's why I have this figure.
Look for a spread in next week's Cedar Rapids Gazette. All right, let's run down the totals here. We are. I was told we were going to get some halftime stats, but we keep them ourselves here because, well, we're professionals.
We're just that good.
Absolutely. What do you have for board work and turnovers there? It's been a very evenly matched game, which is borne out in the score here. Second-ranked Regina only by three, and they trailed for all but probably about 5 minutes here, 20-17. What have you got? Who's winning the boards?
Well, so far in the boards, I got an advantage to Regina. 19 total rebounds for Regina, 7 of those offensive. Kennedy Brown is kind of the one who's kind of taken control on the board so far. She's got 5 rebounds, according to my stats. Just 6 turnovers for Regina. Pretty clean game, both ways, really, for the most part. Benton Community, 15 total rebounds, 6 offensive. And I believe it's Van Weldon who's kind of leading the charge there with, looks like, 5 rebounds as well. 8 total turnovers for Benton Community. They kind of were a little bit sloppy in the first quarter and took, you know, a little bit better care of the ball in the second quarter, but then Regina did a much better job offensive boards and kind of attacking the basket. And so, you know, numbers there are fairly even, and that's what we have on the scoreboard.
As far as scoring is concerned, in a 20-17 game, you wouldn't expect anybody to be really lighting it up. Nobody for either team with more than half a dozen points. Alyssa Weeble has drained one from beyond the arc. She's also one of two from the line. She has 6 points for Benton, 5 points for Leah Van Weldon. She also has a 3. 4 points for starting power forward Cassie McWhorter, and a basket off of a nice offensive rebound by Jessica Heilman. Leah Brunson, though, the Bobcats' starting point guard, who averages 9 points per game, has only taken 1 shot from the floor, and it was a good-looking shot. A dribble penetration found the gap at the elbow off of Regina 2-3 zone. It went around the world, and she looked like she was upset at herself. And, Todd, we were talking about it. If the Bobcats are going to win this ball game, you need your point guard not just to play smart, but if she's averaging 9 points per game, would you like to see her be a little bit more aggressive?
You do. You want to definitely have her take shots when they're there. But Regina has done pretty well so far in their half-court defense of just identifying. You know, I would say Regina's strength is in their guards. So, you know, on the perimeter, the defense, you know, it's going to be a little bit tighter. And I think the thing that Benton has found is they're able to get into the center of the zone, and they've been able to kind of get some things in the post. And with some either some post moves or some kickouts. So, you know, I think Brunson's game will come. And she just needs to, if I'm Coach Donald, I'm just telling her, hey, be ready. You know, be shot ready when that ball's coming around. And they've gotten some reversals. And be shot ready on those kickouts. And her game will come.
On the flip side, for the second-ranked Regals, 6 points for Sarah Lehman. Not bad considering that she's been more of a reserve coming off the bench. But if you didn't catch the early part of our broadcast, and why weren't you up at dawn on a Saturday morning? But Lauren Gardy, arguably their best on-ball defender and really just a high-energy kid, is sitting with a high ankle sprain, and those are a different beast. Basically, most coaches would tell you they'd almost rather have a broken bone, because you know that in 4 to 5 weeks that thing's going to heal, the cast comes off. With a high ankle sprain, it's all a matter of how it responds, how a kid responds, and how they heal. So instead of her being on the court and in uniform, Sarah Lehman has stepped up, and she has 6 points, including a couple of free throws. 5 points for Cammie Verducci, including getting to the line, although she's 1 for 3. 4 points for starting point guard Mary Crompton. She is the team's leading scorer at 15 per game, but again, when you only have 20 points, you're being held well below your average. She looks like she has shown some signs of life, especially attacking the basket late in that first quarter. And then off the bench, talk about high energy, Kennedy Brown. Now, she is averaging 11 points, 7 rebounds, and a couple of assists per game. She's also picking up 2.5 steals per game. She was kind of a spark plug off that bench. She has 4 points right now, rounding out the scoring, Grayson Dumont with 1 point. But you've got to figure it's tough to lay on that signature full court press, Todd, when you aren't scoring, and we haven't really seen it. Matter of fact, we haven't seen it at all from Iowa City Regina in the first half.
No, you know, and the thing, too, with that is, you know, they played last night, you know, so you maybe you don't want to throw that on in the first half. That might be something we see here in the second half. You know, and the other thing we didn't mention, too, is playing on this court here. It's a larger court than what these teams play on normally, where what they played on last night. I think it's another 6 feet, I believe, on each half. So, you know, that's a lot more space to cover, and oftentimes when teams are preparing for state tournament games, they want to play on these courts because that's what they're going to see down in Des Moines. So you might see some pressing from Regina in the second half just solely to get the tempo going.
Well, both teams, well, I saw Benton Community pop a head out, and here they come now. And Regina is out as well, so they want to get a quick shoot-around in. So what we're going to do is take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, the second half gets underway. Iowa City, Regina 20. Benton Community 17, you're listening to the opening game of Rivalry Saturday here on a early, foggy, chilly January 9th morning. Back with more right after this on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Sunday, it's the wild card round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks square off against Adrian Peterson and the Vikings. Then, the Green Bay Packers head to the nation's capital to take on the Redskins. The NFL playoffs are right here.
The NFC Wild Card Playoffs, so KGYM, brought to you by Wirtz, Steak & Anderson Law Firm, www.wirtzlaw.com.
Both teams have finished up their shoot around. The whistle sounds. And now we have 8 minutes. At first it was 80 seconds. I thought, wow, that would really expedite this ball game, wouldn't it? Third 8 minutes are put up on the clock here. We welcome back to Rivalry Saturday. Second-ranked Iowa City Regina at 9-0 overall, getting a test from 5-5 Benton Community. They lead it 20-17, but the Bobcats will have the ball moving from right to left to start the second half. It'll be Brunson, Weeble, Van Welden, McWhorter, and Heilman on the court. Regina will counter, looking to see if there's going to be a change. Nope, it will be Crompton, Dumont, Verducci, Lehman, and Dunn. As Van Welden launches a long three, and Lehman smiles, but she came out and made a silly foul. That will be Sarah's second, but it's also going to mean three free throws for Van Welden.
Weeble's foul number 15, Sarah Lehman, her first team.
Van Welden. Team's leading scorer as just a freshman puts her first free throw up, misses. She's a decent free throw shooter. Actually, at the high school level for girls, 68% is considered good.
Yeah.
Spins the ball in her hand. Her second is up, and she can't find this one. 0 for 2. A little bit of frustration as she slams that ball into the court. Third is on the way, and she missed all three of them. Long board kicks out, and Crompton's got it.
Missed all three to the same side, too, almost identical.
Yeah, she's upset. She's still shaking her head right now. You got to kick that to the curb. as Lehman drives in. Maybe got away with dragging a pivot foot for Ducci into the paint. Back out up top. Dumont, a little bit of contact with Heilman. And a three down the near side is good by Sarah Lehman. Wow, so three that were and three that weren't. And all of a sudden, it's a six-point lead at 23-17. High blocks. Heilman kicks it out, driving in. He'll reverse it near side. Here again is where I think Brunson maybe needs to get a bit more aggressive here in the second half. She lobs it to Weeble, goes off of her back. Loose ball tied up in the paint. Arrow points Regina's way.
Gina stayed in that 2-1-2 defense, and it's kind of clogged up the middle a little bit and made it a little tougher for Benton Community to get the ball into the middle.
Crompton, top of the key, off a Dunn screen. Keeps her dribble, drives in, and not a good pass. It's deflected from the quarter. Up the near side, the freshman Van Welden hauls it in with one hand and then splits a double team, misses a point-blank shot, gets her own board, then falls down. Somehow kicks it back out to Weeble. They'll get it to Brunson, and right now Benton is sped up just a little more for their liking. Brunson, cool customer, is going to back it out, and they're going to slow things down. They're still within arm's reach here, but Todd, you cannot find yourself on the tail end of a 7-8-0 run if you're Benton.
There
down
we go.
Low, low post to low post. McWhorter finds Heilman, who misses the bunny. So three free throws and a couple of missed layups, and Benton Community struggling to start the second half here. Top of the key, Weldon, down low to Crompton on a great give and go, and she lays it up and in. And first, Coach Donald wants a timeout.
Yeah, the first couple times down here, Regina's doing some more movement in their half-court offense. They're looking to attack off the dribble and just really trying to spread the court out and take advantage of their quickness.
Yep, Coach Donald preaching a little fire right now in that Benton huddle, and she is talking specifically to Jessica Heilman, who I think is maybe hanging her head after missing that layup. And you can't afford to do that. We're only 2 minutes into the third quarter here, Todd, but if you kind of give the mental advantage to the opponent, this could get out of hand in a hurry.
Well, Regina's the type of team, too, when they sense that they've kind of got you on the ropes a little bit, they're going to go for the kill.
Yep.
And you kind of see that a little bit so far here on both ends of the court. Offensively, it seems like Regina's almost more in attack mode
Yep.
on the offensive end than they are on the defensive end.
And right now, Benton is reacting rather than being proactive.
They are.
Well, the schedule later on this morning at 10 till 11, Ballard is going to take on Fairfield. At 12:30 will be Springville versus Turkey Valley. Scott Unash will have that call. Then at 2 o'clock, Mack Valley and Alburnett. And then at 3:35, we're back on with Mason City versus Iowa City West. As the Bobcats with the ball, far corner, lob pass, Van Welden top of the key, and she just got ahead of herself, tried to make a pass and threw it off of her own knee. Loose ball comes up to Verducci. She leaves the left-handed layup short, but crashing the boards is Lehman. Dumont with the ball beyond the arc left wing. Crompton top of the key, spots up from distance, give her three.
She's really just in a good rhythm right now. She caught that shot. She was ready to shoot, had her feet set, just was, that's the thing that you I think you want to see from a player who's, she's your team leader, and right now they
Yep.
needed her to step up.
It is an 8-0 run by Regina to start the third quarter here, and they lead at 28-17. High blocks, Van Welden on the right baseline. She buries the 17-footer.
Again, just good offensive execution by hitting the inside post and looking opposite and finding Van Welden on the baseline.
28-19. Lehman, far corner. Dumont spots up for three, and they're starting to feel it now. It was just a matter of waking up. 31-19. Regina starting to pull ahead here. Up by a dozen. 4:43 left to go, third quarter. Moving right to left. Benton with the ball. Brunson driving in, and she thought her post McWhorter was going to basically get wide. Instead, she popped to the short corner, and that ball goes out of bounds. Done out for Iowa City, Regina. Let's see who just checked in here. Kennedy Brown. And a 1-2-2 zone press right now by Benton. Boy, nobody matched up. Substitution for Benton Community. Molly Schmidt will check in as a quick three by Lehman. No good. Ball kicks out. Here comes Brunson. critical possession right now for Benton Community as Weeble down the right side of the lane goes in strong and finishes with the right-handed finger roll.
Wow, nice, impressive little crossover dribble right at the three-point line to get into the lane and finish.
Well, they pulled back to within 10. Crompton drives baseline, kicks out near corner. Verducci with a high arcing three, but it finds the bottom of the well.
Now, Crompton found Verducci. She was just camped out over here in this deep corner, and just she was ready to shoot and drained it.
4-3 of the second half by Regina, all from four different players, and it's 34-21. Brunson drives left baseline, goes up strong. That shot might have been a little out of control. Rebounded by Crompton. She's got that behind-the-back move down. Up the near side, Dumont. Down low to Verducci, who dribbles out of trouble and into the far corner. Back out up top to Crompton, in between the circles, and Regina will reset. Dumont reverses it, near side, Kennedy Brown. An arm's length off of her, as we had a Bobcat player hit the deck, Schmidt. Up and appears to be okay. They flash down low. Dumont shot might have been altered a little bit by Weeble. Rebounded by Heilman, the outlet. Here comes Brunson. Down by 13. They really need to make every possession count, I should say. Popping out beyond the arc, Brunson. Left baseline, McWhorter. Back to Brunson. We have a whistle, and actually it's going to be a travel. Well, the official from up top making that call. And Coach Donald just kind of shakes her head.
Fourth turnover.
Yep. We'll have a substitution here as Jesse Havlick will check in. She'll run the point now as Brunson takes a seat on the bench. Havlick will pick up Crompton in between the circles. Crompton off a nice Lehman screen into the paint, switches from the left to the right hand, and finishes at the iron.
Just impressive body control and being able to stay, you know, in good balance to be able to finish inside in traffic.
36-21, largest lead of the game for either team, and Regina owns it by 15. Weeble trying to counter that. Nice drive, but she can't finish at the iron. Here comes Crompton, stripped by Weeble. There's that behind-the-back move, and Weeble set her up, and she'll finish with a layup at the other end. Weeble knew that she was going to try that, and there is where maybe the senior got the better of the sophomore. She set her up. 36-23. Dumont into the paint, dishes off, near wing. Crompton drives in. We're going to have a hand check on Havlick. That ball should be, foul should be on the floor. Are they going to call that a shooting foul? It should be on the floor, correct?
It's on the floor.
Yep. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them, a 60-second variety. 2:12 left to go, third quarter. Iowa City Regina in command. 36-23 over Benton Community. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to High School Hoops on KGYN.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
2:12 left to go, third quarter. Welcome back to the U.S. Cellular Center Rivalry Saturday, the opening game on a chilly gray morning here across the Midwest as Iowa City Regina leading Benton Community 36-23. Second-ranked Regals trailed for the entire first quarter, most of the first half, but they are turning it on here in the second half as Kennedy Brown drives in from the left wing. She finishes her first basket of the second half, and it's now a 15-point Regina lead, 38-23. Brunson back in the game at the point for the Bobcats. Bounce pass on the right baseline. Heilman is tied up. It will be jump ball. Bobcats will have it as Cassie McWhorter. Here's another freshman checking in for J.C. Lyons. One fresh, another is popping out as Van Welden. She drives to the free throw line, puts up a 15-footer. No good. Rebound, though, pulled down by McWhorter. They'll kick it back out. Brunson just does not want to shoot today. She's taking two shots. That's it. She averages 9 points per game. And it's kind of a lazy pass to Weeble on the left wing. Kennedy Brown was thinking a steal and then a basket at the other end, but it goes out of bounds. The inbounds comes to Brunson in between the circles. And is Regina out in that 1-2-2 here, it looks like? Grayson Dumont is in the middle of it, although she's not extending too much with the ball above. She's in to try and help with post defense as they go down low to Heilman, and she is fouled. It's either going to be Brown or Lehman. Let's wait and see here.
They're going to get Brown from behind.
They will. Kennedy Brown. Joke with Eric Peterson after we called back-to-back Regina games before the Christmas break. And at West Branch, as the free throw was up and good by Heilman, Kennedy Brown is just kind of like a BMW convertible. She's sleek, she's stylish, and she makes it look easy when she's on the court. High-energy player.
Yeah, I would say that's a good way to describe her.
Second Heilman free throw is up. It's long off the iron. Lehman's got the rebound. She will outlet near wing. We've got a new player in the ballgame as Kennedy Wallace checks in. She launches a three and is off the mark. Got a lot of Kennedys on the roster. And Benton's still going to slow this game down despite trailing by 14, 38-24. They're going to stay with their bread and butter. Van Welden beyond the arc, flashing high blocks. Heilman, right baseline. McQuarter drives in and finishes with the teardrop. Tough move. Now, she's another freshman on this Bobcat team. There's some talent here.
That was just a nice job, too. She had to finish with her left, too, because she was kind of underneath the backboard. So very nice play by McQuarter.
38-26. We've got a whistle on the ball, and it's going to be a travel by Kennedy Wallace. Matt Bolger up, putting his hands together, and quite often happens when you get a reserve or a bench kid that's not used to playing, and especially in this type of environment, the game may be moving just a little fast for her. And he just told her, he goes, put his palms down. I said, just slow down. It'll be all good. Brunson drives to the free throw line, kicks it back out. Their big post, Heilman, though, pops out. And overplaying on the perimeter, stolen away by Verducci. She's going coast to coast. Count it, and she's fouled.
I think that's about her, what, third traditional three-point play? She had a couple in the first half, and she's just been real active today. She's been just kind of that little spark that has early on kept Regina right in it. And then after she kind of kept them in it, Brown and Lehman took over, and that's kind of what got things going really for Regina.
I think that foul went against Brunson. That'll be her first. Verducci at the line to try and complete the three-point play. High arcing free throw. She has it down. It is not what you probably coach a kid to do, but she's got it working for her. And 41-26. That was a huge transition there as Brunson goes down low, drop step into the paint, hook shot goes off the iron, and the buzzer sounds for the end of the third quarter. Boy, just when Benton Community thought they could pull to within 10, all of a sudden they give up a three-point play at the other end, and they find themselves down 41-26. Final 8 minutes put up on the scoreboard. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Back with the wrap of the fourth quarter. You're listening to live coverage of Rivalry Saturday on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
This Saturday, it's the wild card round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. Then, the Pittsburgh Steelers battle their divisional rivals, the Cincinnati Bengals. The NFL playoffs are right here.
The AFC Wildcard Playoffs in the gym, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, brought to you by NFL Red Zone from NFL Network and Mediacom.
Final 8 minutes put up on the scoreboard. We welcome you back to the U.S. Cellular Center. Iowa City, Regina leading Benton Community 41-26. Regals with the ball and the lead, up by 15. Grayson Dumont down the right side of the lane, muscles up strong against Van Welden, and Van Welden fouls her. Grayson Dumont will head to the line to shoot a pair. Grayson Dumont averaging 6 points, 2.5 boards, 2.5 assists. She is a 50% free throw shooter. First one where you can hear it just slam against the heel of the iron, but it hits the square and then falls through. She'll get another one. This one looks a lot better. Splits the nylon. So 43-26. The lead is now 13. Far corner popping out beyond the arc is Heilman. And Brunson with just a little bit of a lazy pass to Heilman. It was deflected, but she picks it up. She goes to repost, throws up a prayer, and it goes in. Wow. 43-28. And what do we got here? A 2-1-2 zone press. Benton's really not getting on the ball. They're just kind of flashing. As the pass deflected down low, Kennedy Brown kicks it out to Verducci near wing. Regina does not have to be in any rush here.
Nope. Good decision by Crompton just to back it out.
Down by 15, they flash Crompton low blocks and a nice interior pass as she lays it off the square for a pair.
Just been impressed with how she moves away from the ball. She cuts well and she keeps herself in position to finish.
As a bounce pass on the wing, stolen away by Kennedy Brown. The outlet to Crompton, cross court to Verducci. She goes in strong and finishes with the right hand. And this one's getting away from Benton now in a hurry. 19-point lead, 47-28. Coach Donald wants a timeout. Well, Benton's short bench, I think, is starting to play a big role here now. This is the tempo for the better part of this ball game that Regina has wanted, and now that they're able to get out and run, especially if the end side, then it looks like Benton just doesn't have much left in the tank.
Well, they ran out of gas. You know, when you look back, too, I think one of the key changes that occurred in the game is when Regina switched from that man-to-man to that zone. You know, Benton Community kind of seemed to be in a rhythm when they were playing against that man early on, and then when that zone happened, you know, probably towards the end of the first quarter, everything kind of changed, and Benton just kind of seemed to kind of get stuck. You know, they haven't scored. Gosh, I can't remember what the first quarter score was, but 28 points now or a couple minutes into the fourth quarter, it just kind of killed everything Benton was doing. And then Regina, just as they started attacking the basket, getting some things positive to happen, that just kind of got them going. And once they smelled blood in the water, they just kept attacking.
6:37 left to go in the ball game, and Regina up by 19. This has been a more competitive game than this, but the third quarter was kind of a slow bleed, and now you talk about basically a quick bloodletting here. It's just become an open wound. As Brunson will inbound at half court here, Weeble will wait for her. And Regina out in this 1-2-2 again here, it looks like. Now, Dumont primarily has been used to drop down. She hasn't come out and shown a whole lot when the ball's above the perimeter. She's just there just kind of as a heat check. They'll reverse it far side. Brunson picked up by Crompton. Van Weeble in between the college and pro arcs. Got to be careful now. Crompton's actually coming up and extending the defense. Van Weeble swings it to Brunson in between the rings. Step back, Weeble with a long three. It bounces off the heel of the iron, comes up high, and we're going to have an over-the-back call, I believe, on Wieland. Check, it's going to be Highland. That'll be her third team foul, number four here in the second half. Now they're out in the 2-2-1, but they really aren't trapping the basketball. They're not moving to it here. Dumont goes over the top of it at the near side to Crompton. Tries to hit Lehman cutting into the basket on the weak side. She loses the ball, picks it up, back out to Crompton. 5:45 showing left in the ballgame. They run Crompton through as a cutter. Nice feed from Lehman. They've scored twice on that play now.
Well, and Benton just hasn't quite figured out that pass to the wing, and then there's a post right at the top of the free throw line area, top of the key, that Crompton runs off of. And she does a really fantastic job of setting her defender up and just getting enough of a advantage on that cut to the basket.
Brunson will check out for Benton Community. Checking in will be Schmidt. Wick will take a seat for Regina. Looking to see who checked in here. Kennedy Brown. So Weevil will run the point for the time being for the Bobcats as Schmidt lobs it into the high block. Highland splits up against the double team, left it just a little bit short. Verducci pulls it down. Brown wants to run. She knows no other gear, but she does it smoothly as she slows down at the top of the key. Crompton, Verducci, top of the key. Pump fake, drives in against Weeble. Dishes off near corner. Dumont, I thought, had the baseline, but instead she brings it back out up top as Van Weebel stays with her. Brown, dribble penetration. Nice bounce pass between a double team to Lehman, who's wide open in the low blocks.
Very nice pass. Good. I'm not sure how she saw that. Just great vision.
She's using those high halogen headlights is what she's doing. Isn't that what Beamers have? Not, yeah, Beamers have those, don't they? I wouldn't know. Far out of my range.
You're asking the wrong person. I drive a Ford.
I drive a Mercury, so we're in the same family. Downstairs, McWhorter with a drop step to the paint. She rushed that shot. She anticipated contact instead of taking her time. And here come the Regals. Lehman up the near side. Nice job by Heilman to get back and knock it out of bounds. We'll have another Bobcat substitution as J.C. Lyons will check in for Heilman. Dumont will inbound on the baseline. They don't put anybody on her. Cutting to the basket. They've run that play where they set a double screen up top and then try and run Kennedy Brown to the basket that time. Benton was ready for it. Out of bounds. It will be Regal basketball on the other end of the baseline. The inbounds to Crompton. Dribble penetration. Free throw line extended. Brown up at the top of the key. She'll put it in reverse. Calling for some help. Verducci comes over. Dumont, Crompton, back to Verducci, who cut through. She left the layup short. The outlet, Weeble. Up the far side, Schmidt will slow it down. Weeble stutter stepping, swings it to the far corner. Schmidt puts up an 18-footer, and she drains it. Those are the first bench points of the day for Benton Community. 51-30. The lead is 21. The Regals have it and the ball. Verducci down the left side of the lane. She just blew by a tired Weeble and lays it up and in.
Yeah, you used the right word there, tired. Benton just looks like they've ran out of gas.
53-30, 23-point lead. Weeble thought about spotting up for a three. Schmidt down low, goes to Lyons, who was swatted away once, now twice by Kennedy Brown. And here comes Crompton with a three-on-two. Bounce pass. Lehman goes up strong, rejected and sent out of bounds by Weeble. Boy, she is breathing heavy right now, but great effort to get back defensively. And here comes a trio of substitutions for Benton. We'll see Havlick, we'll see Brunson, and we'll see Heilman check in. As Van Weeble, Schmidt, check that, Van Welden, Weeble, and Schmidt will take a seat. Or is Weeble coming out? Nope, it looks like she's going to stay in. It'll be McWhorter. The inbounds to the far corner. Crompton will dribble it out, coming up on the three-minute mark here, left to go in the ball game with Regina leading 53-30. Just kind of running the ball right now. Dunn sets a screen. Brown down the left side, and she's fouled by Heilman. And that'll be Heilman's fourth. And Kennedy Brown will head to the line for the first time today. Kennedy Brown, a decent free throw shooter at 58%. Kind of shot puts that ball through. Doesn't really use that lead hand as a guide. She drains her first, though. Kennedy Wallace will check in for Grayson Dumont. Kennedy Brown will get a second free throw. Second is on the way. This one goes begging off the right side. Ball tapped, but into the hands of Heilman. So 54-30, 14-point lead with under 3 minutes now left to go in the game. Benton Community just trying to play for some respectability right now. High post, Heilman back out. Weeble with her feet underneath her. That's a sweet-looking shot.
That was a really nice, great rotation on the ball.
54-33. Wallace with the ball beyond the pro arc. Kennedy Brown, high blocks, takes it in against the triple team, tries a bounce pass. It's deflected, stolen away by Heilman. Here comes Brunson, far corner. Weeble with another heat check. Give her two in a row.
She's a senior. She's just not going to just quit. She's going to just keep playing until the horn sounds.
Look at this. Striking it in just a little bit closer, 54-36. And Kennedy Wallace, I'm not sure why she short-armed the bounce pass. Nice job by Brown, and it just goes out of bounds. Timeout, Regina. We'll take a 30-second variety. With 2:11, no, we're going to keep it here. With 2:11 left to go in regulation. We'll have an abbreviated post game for you here. And then Scott Unash will have a 3-hour pregame for the Springville Turkey Valley game. I believe they're going to do some live remotes from Springville. I believe he has a package on every one of the Springville starters he's been putting together for the last 3 months. Well, two things here. You got Matt Bulger telling his team to calm down and continue to run their offense. You don't want it to turn into street ball when you get a lead this large. And on the flip side of the coin, you've got Lori Donald, who was pounding her fist into her palm, saying, stay with it. You know what? You're down, but I like to see the effort. You still want to play your style of game, too. And we've seen both teams, I was going to say, how often does a game turn into a playground-style ball when it's out of hand like this? It has not. So give both teams credit.
You're right. Yeah, it easily can just kind of just become, let's just play and get out of here. But no, both teams have continued to really execute, especially Regina in the half court.
Yep.
They've really just ran their offense very, very well.
They are out in that 1-2-2 zone, but now Crompton's in the middle, and she's coming out to put more pressure on the ball here. Pass was deflected. Left wing will come out of bounds as Lehman and Dumont will check in for Brown and Wallace. So a pair of Kennedys will take a seat on the bench. Weeble will inbound. They run Havlick in the near corner, nothing doing. Instead, in between the rings, Brunson. They flash Wieland into the high blocks. Bounce pass. Brunson couldn't quite get a clean handle on it. I thought she was going to go up with it. Kicks it back out. Heilman, Brunson. Lob pass, low block, spin move going up strong. It was more like shot put off the fingertips of Lyons, and the loose ball kicks out to Verducci. A minute 37 left to go in the ball game. Again, Regina 54, Benton 36. And a little bit of a three-man weave at the top of the key. Crompton swings it right wing to Dumont, and they're just milking some clock right now. Lehman with a pump fake, drives in right baseline, muscles it up, no good. Done with the weak side rebound. It's swatted out of bounds, but it will remain Regal basketball. Molly Schmidt will now check in for Benton as Weevil will get a much-needed break. Also checking in, Carly Miner for the Bobcats, and it looks like Brunson's going to take a seat on the bench. And do we have a sub for Regina? Another Benton community sub. Lillian Wiebe checking in. And Dunn is in. Who else is in here? I thought I saw a sub, but maybe I'm just imagining things. Actually checking in for Regina is Alexa Lehman, number 10. There she is. Verducci off a high screen by Sarah Lehman. Tries to dish it off to Dumont in the near corner. It's off her fingertips. Minute 5 left to go in regulation. Regals 54, Bobcats 36. Verducci and Dunn will take a seat. Checking to see who's in now. Number 32, Wick. And Wallace is back in. Under a minute left to go. Bounce pass. Dribble penetration, Minor. Havlick will check in for three, and she rattles one home. 54-39. It's a 15-point game with 42 seconds left. Full court pressure and a substitution timeout being called by Coach Bulger. Classy move. He's going to empty his bench here as we will have Katie Bracken checking in. And I believe I saw Madeline Hamilton. And anybody else? Bueller. Let's take a peek. That looks like it. So Wick will be by far and away the most experienced Regal on the court right now. Look at this. Ben's going to come out still in their 2-2-1 press here. 42 and 9-10 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Whistle sounds. Wallace picks up a dribble in the backcourt. Goes up the far side, Hamilton. There's Wick. Back to Wallace, and they'll slow it down. They're just going to run some clock here. There's that three-man weave at the top of the key. Swinging it right wing. Hamilton drives in. Good aggressive move. Swatted out of bounds. Wallace will be the trigger woman. Near corner, inside, Lehman. Back to Wallace. Picked up by Schmidt. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Reverses it far wing to Brackett. Back to the far corner and Wallace. 24 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Lehman in between the rings. Picked up by Havlick. Brackett, right side. They flash Lehman. Nice bounce pass to a cutting Bracken, but it was off the fingertips. Picked up, nicely done by Lehman, and she's all smiles as she lays it in.
That made her day.
Yep. 5 seconds left to go. 54-41. Dribble penetration on the right wing by Miner. Ball's out of bounds. This game is over. So it was competitive for a half, but too much Iowa City. Regina, they got the pace and the tempo to what they wanted starting that third quarter, and they never let up. And the steamroller continues as Iowa City Regina remains unbeaten now, 10-0 overall, as Benton Community falls to a game below 500 at 5-6. Final score, Regals 56, Bobcats 41. We'll take a two-minute break, two-minute timeout. Back with your post-game stats and analysis. You're listening to live coverage of Rivalry Saturday on KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One, Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
This Saturday, it's the wild card round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. Then the Pittsburgh Steelers battle their divisional rivals, the Cincinnati Bengals. The NFL playoffs are right here.
The AFC Wildcard Playoffs in the gym, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, brought to you by NFL Red Zone from NFL Network and MediaCom.
Back at the U.S. Cellular Center, Brent Balbinot, Todd Werner, game number one, the breakfast edition of Rivalry Saturday. Served up hot and fresh, and it was a tough one for 16 minutes, but Iowa City Regina put on the press. They got the game to become full court, and Benton Community just did not have an answer. You take a look at 4 of 5 Iowa City Regina starters in double figures, all hitting their average or slightly above, and it didn't look like that was going to be the case. Benton Community really did a good job in the first 16 minutes of slowing things down, making it a half-court game and not rushing. But Todd, how many times do we see it? One or two trips, maybe a missed basket at the other end by your team, and all of a sudden you speed up, and that's where the opposition has you, right where they want you.
Well, they get you out of their game a little bit, out of your what you're comfortable with, and Regina is comfortable playing in an up-tempo style. They've got good guard play. You know, they execute so well, and once Benton kind of started getting out of their comfort zone, Regina just took off, and from that point on, it was game over.
Regina had three players in double figures. Mary Crompton basically hit her average after only having 4 at the half. She averages 15 and a half per game. She finishes with 15 on the strong second half efforts of just being aggressive and moving towards the hoop. 15 points for Cammy Verducci as well. Verducci above her average. Verducci coming into this one only averaging 7 points per game, so she doubled her output. And then also Sarah Lehman, normally off the bench, but with the injury to Lauren Gardy, came in and gave more than just spot minutes, finishes with 11 points today. Rounding things out, Grayson Dumont with 6. Off the bench, Kennedy Brown, who's really going to have to be even more of a high-energy player now with Gardy out, she finishes with 7, but she really ran the break very well, hit the glass hard, played great defense. And then Alexa Lehman finishing with 2 points. Conversely, just not the same balance for Benton Community. 16 points for Alyssa Weeble, including a couple of good-looking three-pointers late in the game. 7 points for freshman Leah Van Welden. This is a kid to keep an eye on, Todd. I think she's going to have a very good future. Likewise, freshman Cassie McQuarter finishing with 6 points. That's going to be a good inside-outside threat here in about another season. But right now, freshmen just still kind of green, trying to get their legs underneath them and learn the game a little bit. 5 points for center Jessica Heilman, and then 2 points off the bench for Molly Schmidt, 3 for Jesse Havlick. What'd you have for board work there?
Board work, Regina won the board battle today over Benton Community 31-24, 31 rebounds total, 9 offensive, led by Sarah Lehman. You know, you said she kind of gave a little spark offensively, 8 rebounds for Sarah. Mary Crompton kind of finished strong on the boards, ended up with 6 rebounds. As I mentioned, Benton Community, 24 total rebounds, 8 offensive. Van Welden, the freshman, 8, and Weeble, 5 for Benton, leading them on the board. 16 turnovers for Benton Community, you know, kind of
a little high, not bad, yeah, but again, it's what Regina did with those. They converted on just about
exactly,
all of them.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was just going to say. Was
yeah, a couple.
Convert a lot of those turnovers into points, and that's kind of what got them going in the second quarter and into the third and fourth quarters to kind of get that pretty comfortable margin of victory.
Look, from both coaches' standpoints, if you're Coach Donald, you like the way your team played the first half of basketball. I mean, you had the lead for all but about 4 minutes of that first half. Proof that if you stay with your game, you can not only play with, but you could potentially beat any team in the state. On the flip side, if you're Coach Bolger, the fact that you didn't get your best start, they couldn't have thrown the ball up against the broad side of a barn. Yes, literally. They were missing layups. They were missing point-blank shots. But you never saw any panic. And once they got defense into offense, transition, all of a sudden the game sped up and they got, I don't want to say more into a rhythm, but certainly a lot more comfortable. If you're both coaches, let's start with Coach Donald. What do you take from today's game?
Well, I think today you take from this game was, you know, they were able to execute some things in that first half and really have some success. They were in control of the game for probably three quarters of the first half of the game. And then just kind of whether it was fatigue, Regina being a great team, started to take over. But I think, they saw some things offensively that I think were very good. Defensively, they got to work on some things when it comes to their half court defensive sets. They didn't do a very good job of denying cuts and stopping dribble penetration. But that's what Regina does to teams. They break you down.
On the flip side of the coin, if you're Coach Bolger, what are you telling your ball club? You're still unbeaten on the season.
Well, I think, they saw today, early on, their player defense, man-to-man defense, wasn't very sharp early on. They were allowing Benton to kind of set into their offensive sets and get some good looks. But on the flip side, their zone offense was very effective, and they were able to force some turnovers. They were able to work through that poor cold shooting they came out with and not allow them to get frustrated, and they started attacking the basket.
Yep.
That was the key thing there, I think, that got them going and getting to the free throw line. Sarah Lehman was struggling, attacked the basket, got to the free throw line, and I think from that point on, she played a pretty solid game. And then Mary Crompton just, Benton didn't have anybody to match up with her. She was able to move freely in the offensive end, and then she was able to score and find teammates for shots.
Yeah, you saw Crompton, Dumont, and Verducci, when they started attacking the basket, when they got into the lanes, it's amazing how much more offense got created, didn't it?
Well, it just was able to break everything down. And like I mentioned one time during the game, they do a really nice job of passing the ball to the spot where that player can catch it cleanly and be able to go right into a shot or take it off the dribble. And they share the ball, they move, their spacing is good. I thought they got better as the game went on, and they should feel very good about what they did today, because Benton is a solid team. It's probably one of the better teams they're going to see compared to what they see in their league.
As it stands, the Bobcats fall to a game below 500 at 5-6. The Regals keep the train moving. Now 10-0, as the opener of Rivalry Saturday is now in the books. We will have more games for you. Scott Unash is up a little bit later on this afternoon, 12:15, for a 12:30 tip-off, Springville versus Turkey Valley. He'll have back-to-back games. Actually, we'll have back-to-back-to-back games, because he'll have Mack Valley and Albernette at 2. And then at 3:35, we will have what promises to be a dandy here. in Class 5A as Iowa City West, off that tough overtime, double overtime loss last night to arch-rival Iowa City, will be taking on Mason City. Future Hawkeye Mackenzie Meyer leading not quite the same team as they had a season ago. And, of course, putting a nice big bow on it tonight at 8:20. It will be the Hate Bowl, I think, as Scott comically refers to it as, Linmar versus Marion. So we'll have a little bit of downtime here. Scott will have the next couple of games. We'll have the 3:30 game. So give yourself a little time to spread out brunch, or maybe just have breakfast and then lunch a little bit later. We'll be back a little bit later on this afternoon. Final score, though, Iowa City Regina 56, Benton Community 41. You've been listening to opening round coverage of Rivalry Saturday on KGYM.